Let's do some Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Introduce you to Jen calling us from the Highlands. Hi there, Jen.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, she's so sweet.
I know. It's going to be great when she beats you. All right. So Jen is 5'5", has brown hair, is an academic advisor.
Oh, she sounds smart.
And is currently married. Sorry, I didn't mean to say currently. That made it sound like...
Until she leaves him.
Right, it made it sound very temporary.
My husband said he's listening on the radio. We've been married
great.
For 20 years.
So. Okay.
I'd like to stay married.
Things are good.
All right.
Things are good.
Things are great.
That's good to hear. All right, Jen. So we're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in a second. Ask you 5 pop culture questions. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same 5 questions. Whoever gets more right wins. If you tie, then you don't and you can't beat Kelly.
Right. So how up to date do you think like you've been on pop culture things?
Well, I'm a mom and my kids try to keep me fairly updated. But
there you go.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, the kids can help.
All right, so let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly!
Bye, Kelly.
All right, Kelly is running out of the studio. All right, she is out. Here we go. Questions for you, Jen.
Okay.
Actor Eric Dane passed away last week following a battle with ALS. He was known for his role as McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy. What was the character's name, though?
My husband would know. He loves Grey's Anatomy. He was McSteamy.
Yep.
Doctor. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My son doesn't know either.
Okay. This 1999 movie will return to theaters for one night to mark its anniversary, starring Edward Norton as an office worker who meets a soap salesman played by Brad Pitt. What's the movie?
Club.
The Milan Cortina Winter Olympics averaged 23.5 million viewers, the highest Winter Games audience in the U.S. since 2014. What city will the next Olympic Games take place in 2028?
L.A.
What kind of toxic group did former pop and TV star Ashley Tisdale's viral essay address?
It was a toxic mom group with Hillary Duff.
Okay. And then last question. Connor Story is hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time with musical guest Mumford & Sons. What accent did he have to perfect in the show Heated Rivalry?
Oh, that's the Canadian hockey show, right? I'm going to say a Canadian accent.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in. All right, here we go, Kelly. Here we go. Jen got 3 right.
What's that?
Jen got 3 right.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That means Kelly has to only get 2 right. I wonder if that'll happen. All right. These questions are interesting. All right, here we go. Question number 1 for Kelly.
Yeah.
Actor Eric Dane passed away last week following a battle with ALS.
Yeah.
He was known for his role as McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy.
True.
What was the character's name, though?
Dr. Mark Sloan.
Wow, yes. Jen
Did
got
you
that.
Forget?
Yeah, Jen.
We all know the McSteamy.
I know. See, that's the easy question. That's the easy question. All right. Yeah, Jen got that incorrect. All right, here we go. Next question. This 1999 movie will return to theaters for one night to mark its anniversary, starring Edward Norton as an office worker who meets a soap salesman played by Brad Pitt. What's the movie?
Fight Club!
Correct.
That was when Brad was like his hottest.
Yeah, you both got that right. Listen, we don't talk about Fight Club.
We know our Brad Pitt movies.
The Milan Cortina Winter Olympics averaged 23.5 million viewers. Highest Winter Games audience in the U.S. since 2014. What city will the next Olympic Games take place at in 2028?
L.A.
L.A. is correct. What kind of toxic group did former pop and TV star Ashley Tisdale's viral essay address?
Toxic Mom Group.
Mom Group, you both got that right. Connor Story will host Saturday Night Live for the first time with musical guest Mumford & Sons. What accent did he have to perfect in the show Heated Rivalry?
French.
That is incorrect also.
I've never seen that show at all.
It was Russian.
Russian.
He did a very good Russian accent.
Great.
And you would never guess that he's not Russian. You both got that
incorrect.
Again,
I've not spent 1 second of my life watching that show.
Me either.
Jen, you got 3 right. Kelly got 4 right.
Jen! You were worthy opponent.
You were. You
what?
Are not...
I can't believe
you didn't either! And you call yourself a fan. Jen, hey, look, you did good, but there is one more thing we're going to need from you, and that is, hi, my name is Jen, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I can't be Kelly. She is the queen of pop culture.
Oh, I love you, Jen. That is so sweet. Flattery gets you everywhere.
Jen, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for playing.
This is great. What a great game.
8-0, the champion! Who's going to be the first to take her down? Will she go the entire year undefeated?
Oh, wow. Oh, that feels daunting at this point.
8-0, can't beat Kelly.
Here we go.
There it is.
Here we go.
99.7 DJX. Woo!